In a moment, I'm going to invite you to come lay down on your back. But before we do so, let's take some time to release any tension from the body. So come standing up on your feet. Take a moment and tune into your body and see in which areas you might be holding tension. Taking a moment to roll your wrists and your ankles. Maybe gently rolling your neck from side to side. Releasing any tension from your shoulders by squeezing your shoulders up to your ears and then dropping them back down gently. Now just inhaling as you raise your arms above your head. And as you exhale, quickly move the arms down in the direction of your feet. I'm repeating this motion 3 times. Then taking any last movements that you need to help your body and mind feel more relaxed. And when you're ready, you can sit or lie down in a comfortable position with all distractions turned off and with the lights dimmed in your space or something to cover your eyes to block out any light. Now that you're in a relaxed position, bring your left hand to your heart and your right hand to your belly. As you inhale, feel your belly expand to its fullest capacity underneath your hand. And as you exhale, feel your belly contract and let out an audible sigh to release any residual tension. When you feel complete, you can relax your hands down by your sides with your palms facing towards your thighs, or you can cross your arms across your chest. Gently begin tapping on the sides of your right thigh and then your left thigh and then your right thigh again. Or if your arms are crossed across your chest, tapping on the right side of your chest, and then the left, and then the right, and then the left. Back and forth, back and forth. You don't have to go fast, just go at your own pace. Go at a pace that feels relaxing to you and allow yourself to go into a trance, letting your body and your nervous system completely relax and unwind. I'll just let you do this in silence for a few moments. Now, after you've tapped for a few minutes, you can relax your hands, uncrossing your arms and bringing them by your sides, or relaxing your arms by your sides. Next, I want you to bring your attention to the bottoms of your feet. Take a moment and just feel your feet, give them some attention. Do they feel sore, hot, cold? Are you wearing socks? Are you barefoot? Take a moment and wiggle your toes and just notice your feet. Now I want you to feel the sensation or see two glowing cords of light sprouting out from the bottoms of both your feet. And feel these cords begin to move slowly downward. Allow them to pass through your floorboards, through the foundation of your home, through the grass, the dirt, and bedrock, until eventually they meet the center of the earth. Allow these cords to meet the wellspring of energy, or the soul of this beautiful, beautiful planet. Take a moment to thank Earth for allowing you to be alive right now. Thank her for all of the things you're most grateful for. The beauty, the food, the water, the animals. Then allow your glowing cords of light to make contact with the core of the earth and feel the grounding energy rush up into the cords and into your body. Feel the energy, the grounding energy, spread all through your body. Just breathe and integrate the energy you just welcomed into your physical form. Now bring your attention to the top of your head and feel the space above it. Focus here for a few breaths. Feel as if you are using your breath to open the energy gateway at the top of your head, which is going to allow you to view your soul's journey and its history. Breathe here until you feel this area expand. You might feel tingles, warmth, or just a heightened sense of awareness. Now feel like there is a very fine golden thread coming out of the top of your head. And with your attention and intention, follow this golden thread as it moves slowly upwards, through your ceiling, above your roof, up into the sky, through the clouds, and into space. When the cord stops moving upwards, notice your surroundings for a moment. Now, in your mind or out loud, say the mental or verbal command, "Take me to my soul records." As soon as you say this command, your energy will arrive in the hall of your soul records. Look around you. What do you see? You might be in a library or an open space, or it might just be white all around you. Whatever your surroundings, know that is all fine. It's perfect. Now ask that the most appropriate guide who can help you see your pre-incarnation experience appear in front of you, if they're not already there. On the count of three, this being has appeared in front of you. 1, 2, 3. Take note of their appearance. Do they have a physical form, or are they just a hazy outline? What color is this guide's energy? Take a moment to mentally communicate with this guide. Perhaps they'll introduce themselves to you. Now that you've oriented yourself, mentally or verbally ask your guide to take you to view your pre-incarnation planning process. This may happen instantaneously, or they may start to take you somewhere. Give yourself a few breaths to orient yourself. And then become fully aware of yourself staring down at a book that's been presented to you by your guide. And this book is not like a regular book. These are your soul records. What you will see may almost be like a movie screen inside of a book. As you open the records and look at the first page, you can see yourself as a soul in the beginning, before you were ever tied to a physical body. Here you'll see and feel what you were doing before you started planning your next life. Were you free and floating in space? Were you resting? Were you spending time with your soul family? Perhaps you were in the training space, learning necessary skills for your next assignment. Whatever you're observing now is perfect. When you feel complete observing this, you can now flip the page of your book. Now looking at what the first step was in your soul deciding to incarnate on planet Earth now. Were you asked to volunteer to come in? Did you make the decision on your own? Did anyone counsel you or provide you with the support you needed to commit? Where in the Milky Way galaxy or beyond did your soul travel from? How did you feel about coming to Earth at this time? Taking a few moments to observe. Once you've observed your decision to commit to an incarnation, you can flip the page again. On the next page, you'll now observe yourself figuring out what your soul is coming to do this time around. Is there anything specific you're trying to learn? Do you get a feeling if you're coming in to help planet Earth in her ascension? What soul gifts are you bringing in that people need? Spend some time here feeling out your primary intentions for your soul's journey. Once you feel complete here, you can flip the page again. Now it's time to choose your body. How do you want it to look or feel? Are you coming into a masculine or a feminine body this time around? Why? What kind of strengths will this body have? What kinds of things might this body be sensitive to? Will this body have any disabilities? Why are those disabilities present? What kind of environments will be soothing for this body? Viewing your body as a 360-degree hologram through all distinct phases of your life, as a newborn, a baby, a toddler, a 10-year-old, a preteen, a young adult, later in your adulthood, and as a senior. Take a moment and allow yourself to feel a great sense of love and reverence for this body and all of the things it will do for you throughout your life. Once you're done viewing your future body, you can turn the page again. On the next page, it's time to connect with your future parents, your siblings, and your soul family. As you're viewing this page, look down and see your future parents. See them as if you're viewing how they're living their life on Earth. Take note of how old they are. Maybe view them as individuals and then as a couple. What do you feel as you're watching them move through the world? Noticing if you have two sets of parents, birth parents, and adoptive parents. Do you only have one parent who stays in your life? Whatever is happening for you, just observing the scenes neutrally. Next, ask your guide to help you understand why your soul chose these people as your parents. Do you have previous soul connections, or are they new to you? Feel a profound love and understanding for your parents, knowing that they are souls trying to figure it out, just as you are. Thank them for being the bridge that brought your soul into life this time around. On the page beside your parents, you'll now view other key members of your soul family. Will you have siblings who come to join you in your family unit during your time on Earth? What is your connection to them? Why did you and your siblings decide to incarnate within the same family? If you are a twin, triplet, or otherwise, who are the souls who came to join you? Connecting with any siblings or twins now. Next, viewing any other members of your soul family or any other souls who might be significant along your path. View future romantic partners, your best friends, guides, teachers, and acquaintances who are all here alongside you, for better or for worse. Take a moment and feel love and appreciation for them being there with you. Next, it's time to review your soul contracts. What is most important for you to do, see, or be this time around? Who do you want to have agreements with? Who will support you through your eventual remembrance of the infinity of your soul? Who will trigger you or create conflict with you to incite growth and awakening? Or do you not have many contracts or agreements? Perhaps your only purpose is to be a lighthouse for others on Earth. Whatever you discover here is perfect. Next, it's time to review any final details that would be helpful for you to know before conception occurs. Flip the page again and view the last few pages of information about your soul's history before this incarnation. When is your birthday going to be, and what is your astrological natal chart going to have? Why do you choose that birth date? And do you consider any others before making that choice? Will you be predominantly a fire element, an earth element, an air element, or a water element? Or are you elementally balanced? And why? Do you have one last final meeting with any guides or teachers? Do you do any final training lessons to prepare? Which events do you set up in your life to bring you back into alignment with your soul's mission? Taking a moment to review any final details of your upcoming life right now. Lastly, it's time to meet any of the energies of your future children. Allow their energies to flood into the room with you and your guide now. Feel them surround you and start to communicate with you. Feel how many energies there are. Feel how their energies present to you. Have you been with any of these souls in previous incarnations? Take as much time as you need here, bonding with your future children and giving and receiving love to each other. When you feel complete, you can close the book and allow the guide who has been overseeing you, observing your pre-incarnation planning, to return to where it came from. Now ask any final important questions of your guide before you prepare to return to your body and your room. I'll now count down from 10 to 1, and on the count of 1, you'll be fully back in your body, and you'll start orienting yourself back into the present day and time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are fully back in your body. Take a few deep breaths and wiggle your fingers and toes. Grab a journal and immediately record the important details you want to remember. Allow this information to enrich your experience now and in the future.